In the studio with us now, Beth Stark is back, Lifestyle Initiatives Manager at Wise Market. She is a registered dietitian, and Catherine Long is back, Healthy Living Coordinator, registered dietitian. They are part of the team of the growing number of registered dietitians who are working for Wise Markets and make sure that shoppers get good information. Healthy Bites goes out. The Healthy Bites podcast gets updated, and events and activities happen in some of the stores around here, and kids get some healthy treats at some of these events. And you guys do other stuff, too.
That's right.
And you know what, Mark? I think what's thrown you off, and it's probably thrown us off, it's a Thursday. Yeah. Normally we're here Wednesdays.
We're here
so
the
it's
first
kind of
Wednesday,
like we're shaking things up a little
Thursday.
Bit.
We
That's true.
No
yeah, it's not even the first week
on.
Of the month. And yeah. Is it a full moon? No, not yet.
Soon. It is soon. Days. I really follow the full moon schedule. I don't know why, because I need to be careful in the world.
No, I love it. I just love seeing the moon. Well, and the October full moon's probably even more.
Oh,
because
that's
it's
right.
Halloween month.
You girls are kind of wound up too today.
I don't know why.
We've got that Thursday, you know, what the Friday junior vibe.
Right.
I think this is a really important topic. And honestly, Catherine brought it to light because it's something I was actually aware of prior to, you know, putting together these notes. But so Health Literacy Month, really the goal of it is just to bring some attention to the importance of making health information easy to understand and making the healthcare system easier to navigate, which that's a pretty tall order, right?
Confusing.
So it's, you know, kind of starts with something that's very obvious, but it starts with clear communication between the patient and then the healthcare professional. I think something that's so important is really being an active member of your healthcare kind of process, you know, being an advocate for yourself. I think this is actually really interesting. When people take an active role in their care, research shows that they fare better in satisfaction and in how well the treatments work. So meaning you're taking an active role, you're asking questions, you're doing some of your own research, maybe you get second opinions. Maybe you take someone along with you to also ask questions. But if you sit back and just accept whatever information is being presented to you and don't dig more for more information, you just may not have the best results. So, you know, really being your own health advocate, I think, is so important. So this kind of goes back to our Five to Thrive philosophy, which we've talked about at different points throughout the year. So that's kind of like built around the core principles that we feel really consist of a well, like healthy living lifestyle and so forth. Are you trying to remember them?
Yeah, I have them written down elsewhere.
I gotcha.
My lovely bride remembers them. That's all that really
matters. So we covered just quickly nourish, move, connect, renew. And then this one all ties into being health minded. So it's again like going back to, you know, your health screenings and just again being an advocate for your own health.
Screenings. Yeah, I want you to elaborate on that. I think occasionally you think of maybe like a hunter safety screening where they take your blood pressure and check your color blindness and so on. But
hunter safety,
which
okay.
I have. Oh yeah, hospitals do that before the buck season for rifle season.
Oh right,
yeah.
Well, there's a lot of ways you can do that. One, ask your primary care physician what screenings are recommended for your age. There's also a website. It's called healthfinder.gov, and this is a website from the Department of Health and Human Services. You can put your age and your gender in there, and it gives you a list of preventative screenings or screenings that you might need at your age. Obviously, it doesn't take into account your history and pre-existing conditions and stuff like that, but it could be a good start. So healthfinder.gov or talk to your physician.
And then screenings might be weight, blood pressure, color blindness. I mentioned that.
Oh, yeah. There's so many. What immunizations you might need. Another thing that I have kind of thought about is with the new, so the Department of Health and Human Services estimated that when the Affordable Care Act came out, 76 million Americans were newly eligible for free preventative services, because that was a big part of it. But people don't realize that. So kind of it goes with understanding what your health insurance plan covers, because there might be a lot of free preventative screenings now that weren't available to you in the past, so you don't think to ask about them. So it really goes to one, you know, like Beth said, asking questions and talking to your doctor.
And this might include cholesterol, sugar levels, iron levels.
Getting your fasting blood sugar, yes. All of that really can be taken into account. And knowing your numbers is really the first step in, you know, knowing where you stand. So one thing that I thought was interesting was that there was a study published in January of 2018 And they found that only 4% of people could directly define four basic health insurance terms. So I'm quickly and trying to quickly and easily describe what these are. So the four terms are deductible, coinsurance, copay, and out-of-pocket maximum. Do you think you know what all those are, Mark?
I'm not sure I know what coinsurance
is. I didn't know this until a couple years ago when I started digging into it to try to understand it better. So deductible is the fixed amount that you pay as a patient during a given time period, so usually 1 year, before your health insurance benefits start to cover costs. So if you have a $500 deductible and you're going to pay $500 before your insurance starts to kick in. Now, once you reach your deductible, that's when we start talking about coinsurance. So you've hit your $500 deductible, and let's say your coinsurance is 20%. So after that, you're going to pay 20% of the cost, and your health insurance is going to pay 80% of the cost. So again, this is after you reach your deductible. So really, your bills start going down, and that's where the health insurance plan starts to kick in.
But the bills keep coming.
They keep coming. You're just getting much less. Yeah. And so a copay, a lot of people know what this is. A lot of times it's printed right on your health insurance card. So it's a flat fee that you pay on the spot when you're at the doctor or a specialist or to fill a prescription or something like that. Sometimes the copay counts towards your deductible and sometimes it doesn't. Again, it all depends on your health insurance plan. So then lastly, your out-of-pocket maximum is the most money you're going to pay for your medical expenses in 1 year. So that includes your deductible, your copays, coinsurance. So, you know, let's say just for example, if you end up in the hospital and you stay there for a couple of days and you have surgery and that's going to cost you maybe like $50,000. You're like, oh my gosh. But if your out-of-pocket maximum is say $6,000, you're going to pay $6,000 and that's it for the calendar year or however your health insurance year goes. So that's really important, especially if unfortunately there is like a major medical event in your life, that out-of-pocket maximum is what really helps you out there. So those are kind of four basic health insurance terms. I would agree that coinsurance can be the most confusing mm-hmm. one. Like I said, I just figured out what it was the other year. So it's just really important to understand how your health insurance works. And there's a number on the back of your card, so call them if you don't understand something or if you're confused. They should be able to really explain what everything is.
All right, and you want individuals to understand this. If they get a blood test, I mean, the blood test, they divide things up into really a dozen
right.
categories
yeah,
or so.
There's the laboratory costs and the facility costs. You know, there's a lot of different things that go into it.
All right. And you want people to know what the results of the blood test mean, too.
Right. Yeah, that's very important.
That would go to literacy.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, the doctor maybe just sends you the results mm-hmm. and then it's up to you to figure out what they mean or to look it up. So it is important, like Beth said, to have that conversation with your doctor. Ask questions so you know what it means. And if you still don't understand it, that's okay. Tell them. I still don't, like, can you explain a different way? I don't know what that means. Don't feel bad that you don't necessarily know what something is.
All right, and if it says you get your blood test back and it says your iron level's supposed to be 66, I don't know what they're supposed to be, but anyway, but usually right beside that it says what's the normal range, you know,
right.
The normal range is 33 to 44. You're thinking, 66, well, geez, I'm way above that number, so you'd want to bone up on that and find out what that, you know, what
right.
that overage
could
entail.
Yeah, call your doctor and ask.
All right, so and if your sugar levels are normal, who knows how to interpret them, but that would be something that you would want to ask about.
Right.
All right, so Health Literacy Month, that's what that's all about. Is there a Healthy Bites component, either in the magazine or in the podcast, that relates to health literacy at this time?
Not necessarily right now. This was just kind of a topic we wanted to cover
okay.
here because we had a little more time to, you know, be able to chat about those things.
Well, then use that healthfinder.gov.
Yeah.
And of course, you can always contact the women at Wise Markets, the registered dietitian, these professional folks at Wise Markets. Healthy Bites at wisemarkets.com is an okay place to go.
So if you want to email us, it's wisedietitians@wisemarkets.com. It used to be Healthy Bites.
Yep.
You're throwing it back. That was our old email address. However, if you email that, it'll be forwarded to the new one.
Okay. But Wise Dietitians,
yep.
and please spell dietitians correctly with two C's or two T's.
Mark.
Two T's and no C. I'm sorry.
I thought you were being funny, but
yeah,
that was
yeah.
yeah, that's for the old me.
That's right.
Spell yes, See, I'm back to the O spelling dietitian, but the C. Yeah, dietitian has no C. There's That's no right. C in dietitian.
And you can easily link to our email address right from the website or even connect with us in our Facebook group. If you go to Wise Markets on Facebook and then click groups, the Wise Healthy Bites Facebook group is there in an easy place to access us as well.
All right. I would like you to talk briefly, if you would, about colds and flu season, how to prevent colds and flu. We just have a minute left, but preview that, and then we'll dig into it at 7:40.
Well, so basically, you know, cold and flu season is here officially. October 1st, it started. And really, the first line of defense is a healthy lifestyle. So we have five tips we're going to talk about to keep your immune system strong all year long.
Okay. Give me one.
Give me one tip.
Get that flu shot.
Get your flu shot. Okay. That's a good one. Yes.
And no controversies related to flu shots. You know, the worst that can happen is that sometimes they're not quite as effective as
other
years.
So the flu shot's never 100% effective, and we know that. But if you get your flu shot, you are likely, and you do get the flu, it's likely to be less severe.
Okay, and flu is a debilitating disease.
It really is.
You want to die. I've had it in the past.
Exactly. Yeah, I think, I don't know if I was classically, like, diagnosed with the flu last year, but I know I was down and out for at least a week until I felt back to my normal self. So, yeah, you definitely want to take that as the first step. And you can visit all of our Wise pharmacies in the area. Most of the flu shots would be free with your insurance, and, you know, then you're good to go and protected.
Oh, okay. Is there a pay deductible co-insurance?
You might have to check with your own insurance.
Usually, since the flu shot is a preventative measure, it's covered 100%.
Okay, and
usually,
even so, they're less than $100 if you were to get one and pay cash for it. I'm something in that range. All right, well, to be continued, I'm glad to say that the registered dietitians from Wise Markets are back, two of them. Beth Starks, the Lifestyle Initiatives Manager, so she's the head dietitian there. She is a registered dietitian at Wise Markets, and Catherine Long is a healthy living coordinator at Wise Markets. In the studio with us now, registered dietitians from Wise Markets, Beth Stark and Catherine Long are here. Welcome back, ladies. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Morning.
Good morning.
I do appreciate that. In our last segment, we were talking about the literacy, Health Literacy Month, October's Health Literacy Month. So please, just one sentence or two about that, if you don't mind.
Right. So basically, it's kind of focusing on the importance of people trying to better understand their health, how their health insurance works, encouraging people to talk to their doctor and ask questions if they don't understand, get a second opinion, just making sure that you are understanding what is happening with your health, and really taking the initiative. So we know that when people take an active role in their care, research shows that they have better outcomes, and a passive patient is less likely to get well.
I know. You mentioned insurance. That was a big part of what you had talked about, different terminology that relates to insurance. I called up a recent test that I had. So you would want to know what CO2 is and chloride and potassium. These are from a recent blood test.
Right. I mean, when I get my blood work done, if things are in the normal levels, I'm not so much worried about it. If something would fall out of a normal level, and usually when you get your blood work back, there'll be some sort of indication that it's either low or it's either high, that's when you want to talk to your doctor.
All right. Healthfinder.gov, the helpful website that you talked about,
correct,
where you can get more information about this health literacy idea. Well, the colds and flu season is here. One element of advice you've already talked about is to get a flu shot. So that's sound advice,
right,
for folks?
Right, yes. So the CDC, Center for Disease Control, recommends a yearly flu shot for everyone starting at 6 months of age, and especially for high-risk groups, so the children, pregnant women, and the elderly. Those groups are just more susceptible to, if they do get the flu, to have serious complications. And we do know that the flu shot is not 100% effective, but if you do get the flu, hopefully it will be less severe if you get the flu shot.
Right. And if you've ever had the flu, it is nothing to sneeze at, so to speak. It's
and we but you might be doing a lot of sneezing.
Yes. And always pharmacies will give a flu shot 9 years and older. Mm-hmm. Most insurances cover it for free, and you don't need an appointment. You can just walk up. I just walked up the other day and got my flu shot at the pharmacy.
So you got that taken care of in a Wise Markets pharmacy.
Yep.
Some good promotion there for you. If folks want to do that, hey, insurance pay for it in most cases. Colds and flu prevention. What else?
Right. I mean, I would say it's important to note you can't necessarily, like, superdose yourself. You know, if you feel like you're getting a cold, that may not really do anything to help lessen the symptoms or take the cold away. So, I mean, we really recommend eating a well-balanced diet with some of these different foods all year round just to kind of up your immune system on a regular basis. So, are you surprised that we're going to say to eat more fruits and vegetables, Mark?
That's your shtick.
Surprise!
I know, 30 minutes a day. I hear you.
Of course. You know, so, I mean, a lot of fruits and vegetables contain vitamin C. So, you know, of course, including those on a regular basis, about 5 to 9 cups a day, and all different varieties of fruits or vegetables. So aim for a lot of different colors and also different forms. So that's fresh, frozen, canned, dried, and even 100% juice. Some other things to consider that are very immune boosting would include yogurt. So you hear a lot of people talk about probiotics in yogurt and gut health related to yogurt. So looking for a lower sugar yogurt. So sugar is naturally occurring in yogurt, but watch for those added sugars within the ingredients listing. And if you see sugar kind of is one of the first few ingredients, you might want to choose another option. There are a lot of lower sugar options available these days, too.
Well, I'm told there's a lot of yogurts that are different, too. Some are super duper, traditional yogurts that have a lot of probiotics and so on, and some are more sugary and more flavory.
I think some are more like a dessert, and you know, sometimes you can kind of just even indicate that by the label. If it's like a chocolate eclair cake, that's probably going to be a little bit more of a desserty type of yogurt versus, you know, like plain or vanilla or, you know, something like that. But, you know, even if you do a plain and maybe you add a little bit of like honey or maple syrup and then some fruit and granola or something to add that flavor and texture, you could do that if you really want to eliminate some of the added sugars. Or, again, just reading the labels and, you know, kind of seeking out some lower sugar options. Chicken soup, of course, you know, chicken noodle soup. There is some research based on just, you know, chicken soup and how it does affect, especially when you're sick, you know, helping you feel better. So it's the warm liquids. It's, you know, some of the electrolytes in the broth, so the sodium and potassium that can make you feel better. Of course, chicken is a great source of protein and a lot of other nutrients and so forth. So chicken soup, you know, I know just even as the weather has turned, I'm craving a lot more soup. So incorporating that either before you're sick or when you're sick, it may make you feel better. Mushrooms would be another one. Is that vitamin? It's one of the primary sources of vitamin D in the whole entire produce department.
Mushrooms.
And so you can incorporate those into a lot of different things you're cooking. Ginger, and then citrus, of course, which, again, isn't a surprise. I think beyond even just what you're eating, getting enough rest, again, that's probably not a surprise. So a well-rested body can certainly fend off cold and flu germs much more easily. You know, just makes you feel better quicker, too, if you're a little bit more well-rested.
And I mean, it's so simple, but washing your hands is one of the easiest ways to prevent the spread of germs. And not just washing your hands, but not sharing a bottle of water, not sharing chapstick, you know, things like that that sometimes you don't even think of, you know, but those are really things that'll spread germs in the winter. And especially, I think, you know, in the winter when it gets colder, we're just inside more and, you know, we're not out getting that fresh air and things like that.
You're depressing me here, guys.
Yeah, I know.
Winter, I hate you.
It's coming.
Well, my lovely bride, I opened a soda the other day and drank out of the can. And then so I put it back in the fridge and she labeled it Mark's Germy Soda. She won't drink out of it because I drank out of it.
There you go. Although you put it back in the fridge, wouldn't it get like flat? And
a little bit, yeah. It's not as bubbly the next day.
Oh, that's funny.
That is funny. Yeah. Mark's Germy Soda. She knows what's going on.
Right. Well, and I had a slight cold at the time.
Definitely.
Then that makes sense. I wondered where that was coming from.
Yeah. So our final tips, we had get your flu shot, brighten your plate, get enough sleep, wash your hands, would just be to stay active. So just like eating a healthy diet, exercise, honestly, just contributes to good health and a healthy immune system. And actually, it kind of just helps to promote good circulation in your body, which allows the cells of your immune system to move kind of freely and do their job very efficiently. So getting that activity in. And it is a little harder in the winter, but there are ways to do it.
Well, yeah, that's what they invented the YMCA for.
Or just, you know, walk around the mall. Mm-hmm. A lot of people will go walk around the mall these days.
Mm-hmm. Is that funny? It's still open.
And I know. That, I think that's why she's laughing, because malls are like, kind of a
what's,
dying.
What's left in there?
I know. There's not much. No, that's why it's there to walk.
That's what, yeah,
anywho, but if you do get sick, you know, it's good to get and stock up on some things in advance, just so you don't have to run out. You know, sometimes these things can catch you very quickly and, you know, unprepared. So stock up on some things like fever and pain relievers, some decongestants, cough drops, syrup, maybe some honey, a thermometer, fluids, of course. Maybe keep a bottle of Gatorade or ginger ale, hot tea, especially if you unfortunately get like a GI kind of condition. Tissues, of course, and then bland foods like crackers, broth-based soups, oatmeal, things that you can easily prepare if you do start to feel sick.
Buy them at Wise's, all the better.
That's right. Yes.
Is the Wise's still open over at the Susquehanna Valley Mall, or did that?
Oh, that's long gone.
That eventually closed. Okay.
Yes.
Well, there's plenty of other big ones around here, so plenty of those stores. Well, at two of the stores, you have some events, and these are for the public to attend. As near as I can tell, they're all free, and so this is an opportunity for folks to enjoy some great information from Aaron, of course, one of the good registered dietitians here. Let's start out with Seelan's Grove. Fall Flavors Workshop is coming up
next week, October 17th at 3. So really just talking about, you know, the seasonal fall produce, getting to sample some recipes there. That'll be a fun one. Definitely want to register ahead of time for that. If you could email us, you know, wisedietitians@wisemarkets.com, or go to our website and find Aaron's contact information. That's also happening at Danville, actually Tuesday, October 15th, again at 3 p.m. So that option is at Danville and Seelan's Grove. And then the trick-or-treat night, so this is the fun one for the kids, so they can get dressed up in costumes, come to the store, and they get treats and prizes all throughout the store. So that is happening, again, in Seelan's Grove and Danville. So Seelan's Grove, Thursday, October 24th from 5 to 7 p.m., and then Danville, Friday, October 25th from 5 to 7 p.m. And you don't have to register for that. Just stop by the store, bring the kiddos, and wear a costume.
All right. An additional comment. Anything to add to our discussion?
I was just going to add, too, in addition to Erin's events, you know, she's based in these stores, so if you just want to visit her again, maybe you're looking for some cold and flu, you know, preventative tips, or just need some healthy lifestyle advice and so forth. Her office is located right by the pharmacy in both the Seelan's Grove and Danville stores. So you can easily contact her. You know, you can visit her office just right there without an appointment. But just to keep in mind that you can see a dietitian at any time, you know, in those two stores, again, free of charge. And it's just a great service that we provide.
Yep. Beth Stark and Catherine Long, thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you.